We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, Mickey, it took a little longer last night than I'm sure you would have hoped, but the sweep of the Indians, what impressed you about what this team was able to do over the last three games?
Yeah, I mean, a solid team across the field, and we played baseball the right way. You know, we did all the small things. I was really proud of our at-bats and our ability just to get a run across when we needed to, you know, whether it was a big hit with one out or getting a bunt down to move a guy over and then somebody touching the ball to get us a run. I was really proud of our ability to scrap a couple runs against probably the best pitching team in all of baseball over there, and they've been having great success from their bullpen and their starting rotation, and we scored enough runs to win three games.
A lot was made of the strength of schedule that started this hot streak. Did this series and what the Mets were able to do, did that show you something playing a team as well as the Indians have been going lately?
Yeah, no, you know what? We just don't think about that. You know, I understand that it's been talked about a little bit, but these guys just come to play and win every day. It doesn't matter who the opponent is, and I think I said this last night, if we play the game the way that we're capable of playing it and play it aggressively with some, you know, heady sense, then we're going to be able to compete with anybody. So we've been doing that, and it doesn't matter who our opponent is. We're just going to go out there and have fun and play baseball.
The focus has been on the wild card and how close this team is to that. The Braves are here tonight, six games left with the Braves. I know you're keeping your eye on that division, aren't you?
Yeah, you know what? We're just trying to win a game tonight. We understand where we're at. You'll always know that. You know, they're putting stat packs and everything around the place. They're posting it on ESPN and MLB Network. But we're just trying to win a game tonight and go from there.
A couple of lineup notes. Todd Frazier, Wilson Ramos just scheduled days off.
Yeah, scheduled days off for those guys. You know, obviously we had this homestand. We have a day off on Monday. Trying to kind of split it in half. We have the righty today. We have lefties the next 2 days, and I'd like both of those guys to play those games. And playing a night game and then a day game can be tough sometimes, so we figure we'll give them off today, let them play the night game and then the day game and go from there.
One thing that I think maybe has gone a little understated, Joe Panik has gotten a hit in every start he's made for you guys. His defense has been solid. What have you seen from him so far?
Yeah, just a solid baseball player. He's doing everything right. He's getting the bunt down. He's moving the runner over. He's getting the timely hit. He's making the routine plays, and that's what you want, you know, especially when he came in to replace somebody that you've lost that was a good player. So we haven't lost anything at second base, and he's done a tremendous job.
Speaking of second base, Jeff McNeil, the rehab continues today. What can you tell us about that?
You know, he's going to go play multiple positions. We're going to get him some in the infield, some in the outfield, if everything permits itself, and then go from there and see where he's at.
Jacob DeGrom on the mound tonight. His ERA has been under 2 since late May. I mean, this is vintage Jake, isn't it?
It really is. It's in line with what he did last year in his Cy Young season, so it's fun to anticipate his start coming up, right? You expect something special, and he usually delivers. So it's always a fun day when you wake up, not only for the manager but the coaches and the players. You wake up and you know that Jacob DeGrom's on the mound.
Now, it is Players Weekend. You guys are in all white tonight. If I had to, I wouldn't, but if I had to pop quiz you on some of those nicknames on the back, would you be able to get them all right with these guys?
I don't know. We'll have to see. I haven't seen them all yet, but I'll figure that out during the game and let you know after.
All right, Mickey. Thanks. Have a good one.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Brad.